بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. ثم بعد، my brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah. So we realize now, Alhamdulillah, inshallah, that Salah is the way of worship that is prescribed and taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Jalla Jalaluhu. That Allah likes it. This is the way He likes to be worshipped. And so we worship Him in that way. Number two, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the slave when he stands in Salah and when he recites Surah Al-Fatiha. Number three, we stand with this awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that we are standing in His presence, that He's watching us, He's listening to us. And that we are reciting before Him His own kalam. I remind myself anew of the part of Hadith Jibreel, where Jibreel salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of al-ihsan. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَعَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَّمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكَ. He said, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. And though you cannot see Him, to know that He sees you. I think this is perhaps the most beautiful way of explaining what happens and explaining what should be our goal when we stand in Salah. To stand knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me, is watching me, is listening to me. And to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing that and He is pleased with me. Inshallah al-Musta'an, stand with this complete and total certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. I remind myself and you that yes, we need to improve our salah. There's no doubt about that. And there are hadiths about people whose salah is deficient, and about the acceptance of the salah and so forth, but they refer to these hadiths refer to those people who are praying carelessly or who are praying to show off. As we know in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَوَيْلٌ لِّلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Allah said that woe to those, meaning it's a lament, it's a I won't say curse is probably too strong a word, but if you know what I mean, there is criticism of such people who delay the salah, who are lazy with their salah, who deliberately postpone the salah as if it is not important, because that is a sign of arrogance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. Where the muezzin is calling, Hayal salah, Hayal falah, come to success, come to salah. And we say, no, hold on, wait, I mean, I'm not ready yet. You know, I have got this more important thing to do. I'm doing whatever else I'm doing. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Similarly, people who pray to show off, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected such salah. Because to pray to show off, meaning that you are not praying to please Allah, you are praying to show off to somebody else, which amounts to shirk in salah. So these are things to be afraid of and to avoid. And I remind myself and you that let us try to improve the quality of our salah. Similarly, thoughts wandering all over the place. I'll come to that in a minute in the next reminder, inshallah, of keeping our focus and our trying to see how we can improve the quality of our salah. But for the moment, let me say that all of these things we should do, try to improve the quality of our salah in different ways. First of all, identify what specifically is wrong with my salah, and then try to improve the quality of that. But before all that, when we stand in salah, stand with sincerity and stand with inshallah al-musta'an, this complete confidence, inshallah, this i'timad in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and in His forgiveness, to say that alhamdulillah, the very fact that I am even standing here in salah is bitawfiqillahi ta'ala. Is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tawfiq, because Allah called me, Allah summoned me, Allah made it possible for me to come and stand in front of Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. I think this is a very important thing to do, to consciously think about this and to consciously bring this into our mind and say, Alhamdulillah, I am here because Allah asked me to be here, because Allah allowed me to be here, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for me to be here, because Allah created that, the circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the free time, Allah gave me the consciousness to stand before Him. So Alhamdulillah, this means that Allah is pleased with me and He wants me here in my in His presence. So I think this is a very encouraging thing to do, and we should do this and stand there with this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Subhanallah, how beautiful and how great and glorious and how merciful and how kind is my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. I am nothing. I'm less than nothing. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls me to come and stand in His presence. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So I think this is very important for us to stand and to think about that and to keep this in mind and to stand there with that focus that I'm here to please Allah, and Alhamdulillah, Allah made it possible. So therefore, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me, is looking on me with kindness and mercy. And to keep this thought in focus all the time. So therefore, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stand with this and to keep this thought in focus, and therefore we improve our concentration in salah. I think it's very important for us to be aware. The whole sense of the awareness of being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I began, I mentioned that part of Hadith Jibreel, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed this so beautifully. He said, stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. Imagine, I mean, subhanAllah, I ask Allah for that day when He will, and I ask Him also to grant us His audience and His the vision of looking at Him, inshallah, musta'an, in a manner that suits Him and pleases Him for all of us, inshallah. That is the greatest of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is more exalted, more honorable and honored and more beautiful than to gaze upon our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. This is something that is superior to absolutely anything else. And inshallah, one day we will do that. But today, when we stand in salah, this is a opportunity where we at least can try to have that sense of standing before Allah. And that's why Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you cannot see Allah in this life, but remember that Allah is seeing you. So even though you can't see Him, you are still standing there and you are looking at Him, although you can't see Him, but He is looking at you and He can see you. So keep that awareness in yourself. I mean, that's the beauty of the teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He puts His finger absolutely on the nerve, on the pulse, so we know exactly where we stand. So therefore, this is the guidance of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So let us stand with that awareness, the complete and total awareness, and stand there with stillness, with awe, with reverence. And I'll come to inshallah, bismillahi ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, I will talk more about these things. Stand also, with this whole thing that I am here in the presence of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. I don't want to do too much of explanation. I want you to just try and do that. Try especially in tahajjud, inshallah. May Allah make it possible for us to pray tahajjud every single day of our lives without leaving it at all. And I ask Allah to grant us the beauty and the sweetness of standing before Him. It's also very important when you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure that we are obviously we have wudu, but also to wear proper decent clothes, to try to cover our heads. Now remember, salah is possible with all of that. Salah is possible without covering your head. Salah is possible with wearing clothes which cover the satr, which is from below the knee to above the navel. Now keep that in mind, because many times I see people wearing Bermudas where when they sit in tashahud, the knee becomes visible. The knee becomes is bad. So your satr is gone. Your salah is invalid because your the garment has come up above. the body part which should have been hidden. So don't do that to yourself. I mean, you take all the time and trouble to come for salah, and then you wear clothes where your body becomes visible, and your salah is, it's either invalidated completely or definitely it is negatively affected. Don't do that. So also, covering of the head is a sign of waqar. It's a sign of the honor of the person. It's a sign also that you're honoring the one before whom you are going and standing. To take care with your appearance is a sign that you are honoring the one that you are addressing. You know, whether it's in a job interview, whether it's at home, whether it's in when you go to work, you can go to work in any old clothes you want. I mean, you can wear things which are completely inappropriate for an office, and you can always argue to say, well, you know, you didn't hire me for my clothes. You hired me for what I can do. So what do you care what I wear? But I don't think any of us is stupid enough to do that. We don't do these arguments because we know we didn't get hired for our clothes. But it is appropriate when you come to a office atmosphere, it's appropriate to be dressed in a way which is in confirmation with that place. There should be some in your dress also. You should express your seriousness with regard to your work, with seriousness with regard to some discipline, with some standard of who you are and what you are. Now, how much more important is that it is to do that with regard to our masajid and with regard to standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ فِي كُلِّ مَسْجِد. Allah said, go into the masjid with zina. Go to the masjid in a way which is good and decent and looks nice. So, applying some perfume, and this applies to the men. For the women, that is not permitted to apply perfume in public places. But for the men, to apply some perfume, to dress in a nice way, good way, to dress in a way which reflects honor and respect. All of this contributes to making the salah better. More of this in the next one, inshallah. Just now, think about this. We are standing in the presence of Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.